This meeting is now being recorded.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the Cross Community Working Group on Internet Governance on Friday, the 29th of April 2016. Apologies for the late start due to some computer problems. Today we have an organizational call of this of the working group with some updates on various different activities. First, the quick update on the WESIS forum that will take place next week, and the various activities that this working group members will have. And then we'll have a short preparation for Helsinki face-to-face. It's just going to be an update. After that, an IGF call for workshop proposals. We need to start thinking about, well, start thinking very quickly about whether we want to, as a working group, propose a workshop there. And finally, discuss some cross-community working group organizational matters, and hopefully we have time to reach that point. It is a long agenda. Let's start with a quick roll call, please. And after the roll call, if anybody wishes to add anything to the agenda, could they please raise their hand. Desiree, you have the floor.
Okay, in the room we have Avi Dorian, Carlos Rowell, David Mayer, Gangesh Varma, Matthew Shears, Sam LaFranco, and I believe there's somebody in the room with a phone number in 4849. I'm not sure who they are, so if they could please say who they are, that'd be great. For the chairs, we have Olivia Capin-Leblanc and Rafik Dimov. And for staff, we have myself, Desiree Cabrera, and Nigel Hickson.
Thanks very much, Desiree. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. So has anybody's name not been mentioned yet, including the person ending with the number 4849? Okay, well, this shall remain a mystery. Right, let's then move on. Thanks for this, Desiree. I'm Olivier Crépin-Leblanc. Any amendments to the agenda? I don't see anyone putting their hand up, so the agenda is adopted as is, displayed on your screen, and I have put a link to the agenda in the chat until Desiree is able to put it up on the Adobe Connect. You can click on there. You've got all the links in the agenda, and the first item, or the second item in our agenda, is the review of the action items. There were two of them. One is to do with the IGF MAG consultation workshop proposals. We're going to discuss this a bit later on today. And the other one is the doodle poll for the CSTD consultations that will take place not next week, but the week after next week. You will have noticed the poll in your mailbox. It does have three choices, the first one being I'll be there, present physically. The second one is I'll follow it remotely. The third one is I don't plan to be there or to follow it remotely. It's funny to see some people have been neither of these three. So I don't know what, if you're not planning to be there or if you're there, I don't know what the third one is or the fourth option could be. But you can just fill it in and we'll find out there are a number of people who will be present for specific days. And also I note that the one about the WESIS plus 10 discussions is actually populated with a lot of people from our community. So this must be a first. Well done to everyone for being involved in CSTD as well. Any comments or questions on the action items? I don't see any other hands up. So let's move on. And first, an update on the preparation of the WESIS forum at the ITU next week. We have workshop that is supposed to take place there. For this, I wonder if I could ask Matthew Shears, who is the moderator for the workshop, to take us through what has been arranged so far, and especially the flow, the proposed flow of the workshop, and also the actual slide deck, so proposed first draft of the slide decks. For all of this, you have a wiki page that is linked from the agenda. I'll put the copy into the chat as well. But over to you, Matthew.
Thanks, Olivier. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, very well, Matthew. You have the floor.
Perfect. Okay, great. So next Thursday at the WSIS Forum, the CWGIG is organizing a session on CCWG accountability, which is subtitled, All You Wanted to Know About the IANA Transition and the Proposed New ICANN Accountability Measures. So we've been working on, Olivia and I have been working on an outline and a proposed flow for the workshop. We have Teresa Swinehart, who will be there. We have Lisa Freer, Thomas Rickett, Kavus Ariste, Marilyn Kay, Tatiana Fopina, and Olivier, who will be speaking. We had hoped to have a representative from the numbers community, but it looks as though we won't, although I guess there's still that possibility. So the session runs from 16:45 to 18:15. I will be moderating the session. I think that this is a session that is, and by the way, this proposed outline is on the wiki page. I think this session is a good opportunity to do two things. One, not only to talk about CCWG accountability and what's been achieved to date, where the process stands and how it's going to unfold going forward, but also to actually, with the various stakeholder representatives, really talk about some of the lessons learned and hopefully provide the audience with some takeaways as to how this process has unfolded, what have been the highlights, what's been useful in terms of bringing us the community to a point where it could deliver the proposals. And I think these are important things to communicate to this wider audience of the WSIS because it will provide them for food for thought going away and hopefully thinking about putting in place multi-stakeholder processes in their respective policy environments. And of course, it's an important opportunity for us to really delve in a little bit into again, why this transition is important and how the ICANN community will be empowered and what ICANN will look like coming out the other side, hopefully on October 1st of this year. So the flow, given the complexity of the subject matter, we've decided that it's probably wise for Teresa to open the, after some brief introductions, for Teresa to open with a few slides to talk about what more broadly about the process and about the background to what the accountability and the IANA work, and then jump into highlights of the working groups because we have co-chairs from both of the working groups, and I think that's a great opportunity to get their take and allow them to talk a little bit about it. That we think that the first three presenters, Teresa, Lisa, and Thomas, should have slides, a limited slide deck to refer to, given that some of this that they'll be talking about is much easier to understand if it's presented in a visual manner. Then we'll move to the views of the stakeholders with representatives from governments, from business, from NCUC, civil society, and from ALAC. And then we'll move into general Q&A. I think we're likely to find in this WSIS audience some pretty strong opinions that will be held on a number of issues and the ones that we've identified to date that may come up that I think people will need to be ready to deal with, issues related to jurisdiction, and not just jurisdiction as in the sense of what's going to happen in Workstream 2, but jurisdiction also in terms of the decision in the bylaws to continue to maintain the headquarters of ICANN in California. There is some discussion going on various lists at the moment that this is a big issue back on the front burner. And then also there are probably going to be some questions about the openness and the transparency of the process. There continues to be this grumbling about the difficulty of those outside the ICANN community to participate in this. So it's very probable that there'll be questions on those, if not other challenging issues. But hopefully we'll have a good, vibrant debate. I think what we're really looking for is something that's a little bit more interactive and also a little bit more broad ranging in the discussion because again, many of the people in the WISIS will be there to actually talk about ICTs and the development goals. So the levels of awareness will be different, and the scope of the interests will be significantly broader than a typical ICANN meeting, for example. And then hopefully we'll be able to, so we'll be able to have a good discussion, and then I'll bring it to a close, and everybody will be dying to go off and have beers, I'm sure. Olivier, what did I miss?
Thanks very much, Matthew. It's Olivier speaking. You missed one thing, which was with your closing words working to be, were, of course, to encourage people to take part. I guess you would encourage people to take part in Workstream 2 activities.
I think that's right. I think there is a growing interest, in particular in the human rights work. And I think that the jurisdiction issue will certainly garner a lot of interest as well. But yes, I think this is a great opportunity for us to talk about the opportunities and the real interest in participating in ICANN's work, not just in the accountability work and in the transition work, but also in ICANN's work more broadly.
Okay. Thanks very much for this, Matthew. It's Olivier speaking. So I open the floor for questions and comments on this. And in the meantime, while I see no one in the queue at the moment, just to mention that, of course, those people who are in Geneva are very much encouraged to join us in the room, and there is also remote participation taking place. I'm not sure how well it will work. Last year, there were a few technical problems. Hopefully this year, I understand Diplo is going to help with this as well. So maybe that will work better, hopefully. I see Avery planning to be in the audience. Great. Please don't hesitate to take part in the discussion. I'm sure we will have missed a lot of things in the discussion. But hopefully we'll make this easy enough for the audience, which we understand is very different from an ICANN meeting audience, to understand and want to take part into. I'm not sure who this, what other sessions this session is up against, and that often really depends on the exact timing, but hopefully it will work well. I don't see anyone putting their hand up, so thanks very much for this, Matthew. We'll leave it in your capable hands to continue working on. Obviously, we'll be meeting in a few days' time to put the final touches. In the meantime, if I could ask everyone to perhaps have a quick look at the presentation itself, the PowerPoint slides, and let us know if anything has been left out that you think really needs to be in there. It's sometimes, a blatant slide, which when one works on it, you don't see it, and then someone comes in and says, hang on, you've totally forgotten this topic, which is key to everything else. Let's then move on, seeing no hands up. Let's go to agenda item 4, and that's to do with the other activities at the WISIS Forum. There is a doodle poll for the WISIS Forum presence, which a few people have filled in. Others have not, so if you are going and you haven't filled it in, please let us know. There's also a doodle poll for volunteering to spend time attending the ICANN booth itself. For this, I'll ask Nigel Hickson just to say a few words what this entices. I noticed that there are only two people so far who have volunteered and saying, yeah, we're happy to be there. Nigel Hickson.
Yes, thank you much. Thank you very much, Olivier. Nigel Hickson, and good afternoon, everyone. Yes, well, the ICANN booth is really is going to be a desk, I suppose, and a couple of walls, which we're going to put posters up. We were going to give away free beer, but apparently that's not ethical these days. So instead, we'll give away free fobs with lots of ICANN brochures on, so that should excite the general population. And there'll be sort of literature on the various ICANN, how people can get involved in the ICANN community, the three-layer model, and things like that. So we will have the staff from the Geneva office here, Deidre, will be helping at the booth, but obviously encourage people to drop by and hopefully spend some time at the booth talking to people that are coming past. And that's going to be on the Tuesday and the Wednesday. And what I'll be able to do is when I've physically gone there and seen where it is, I can update the group on where we are exactly. But I'm not, you know, looking for total sort of commitment for a certain hour or that, but you know, if you can come along and help out and talk to people about what ICANN does, that will be splendid. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Nigel. So Olivier speaking. I was going to ask whether there was going to be any free beer or other drinks later on, not at the booth itself for those people volunteering, but let's keep this off the call and let's discuss when we meet face to face. No, that was a joke. Thanks for this. It's helpful. And so if anybody else wishes to volunteer, please just indicate this on the Doodle poll. I don't see any hands up at the moment, so that's all the WEESIS Forum activities next week. We then have an update on the preparation for the Helsinki face-to-face meeting. And on this, I have been informed that it probably is better for the co-chairs of this working group to be asking for the space, the slot and time from the meeting staff. So I'll take it on to myself. Let's take it as an action item, unless there is an objection to this, but the idea is to have a face-to-face meeting. It's been discussed and thought that it's highly unlikely that we would have a public meeting in Helsinki. The way the agenda is currently organized is that every afternoon there will be cross-community meetings that span the whole community on specific topics, and it might be that we could actually get one of those topics to be a wider topic of internet governance, but that wouldn't be in the hands of our working group. It would be in the hands of the SO and AC chairs who are currently working together to have these joint meetings across the community. I think on the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, at least, there would be that. But that means that there's very little time for other activities that would be working group activities. Hopefully, we can get SO and AC. Sorry, we can get the meeting staff to provide us with a slot for a working group face-to-face meeting. And the suggestion in that face-to-face meeting was to also invite the new ICANN CEO to the working group so as to have a good interaction with them about the activities of ICANN in internet governance. As you know, new CEO, this working group was created I guess as a response at some point or some kind of an effect of some of the activities that the previous CEO had started in ICANN as far as internet governance was concerned. So we obviously, it would probably be helpful if we also spoke to the new CEO and found out how this working group could be more helpful or helpful to him. And I open the floor for any suggestions on this. Is this something, I mean, this was suggested on the mailing list. I haven't seen any response. Are we okay with that? It's a good idea. And if that's the case, then I could just take it as an action item to immediately after this call, get in touch with ICANN meeting staff, ask for this, for a slot, and also ask for the CEO. And that, I guess, I'll have to do through Nigel Hickson. Nigel, anything else to add on this in the meantime?
Yes, thank you very much, Olivia. Nigel here. On the face-to-face meeting, I mean, we as staff have requested it. As you know, it's the agenda's very tight, but we have requested a face-to-face meeting. But as you say, I think it would help if community representatives like yourself could also request it. I mean, once obviously we know when that meeting is going to take place, we'll certainly seek to ask Joran to drop by and say hello. We flagged this with him when he was in Geneva last week, and it will be an occasion, obviously, for him in Helsinki to meet the ICANN community. So I'm hoping that will be okay, depending on the schedule, etc. Thank you.
Thanks for this, Nigel. Are there any questions and comments? No comments, so I guess everything is fine in this world. Let's continue then. Olivier Krepanablon speaking. We're now down to agenda item number 6. That's gone pretty fast. IGF call for workshop proposals. Since our last meeting, we have seen the Internet Governance Forum call for proposals. Last year, the working group had a workshop at the IGF in Joao de Pessoa, which was all about INS stewardship transition. It was a repeat with different people, but a repeat of the workshop that we had set up for the WESIS Forum 2015, explaining the process behind the INS stewardship transition. Workshop was well attended, and we had a wide range of stakeholders that took part in explaining things. I think, and I guess I might be a bit biased there, I think it was helpful for people who attended. I hope it was helpful. Do we wish this year to propose a workshop at IGF? Bearing in mind the process has started, we have until early June. I believe it is the 6th of June deadline for submitting proposals. So if we do, then we really need to start raking our minds now and think about the process for the workshop. The floor is open. Not a very active day today, is it? Should we have a workshop? Should we not have a workshop? Should I just do a quick poll? And would anyone think that it's something worth it? Maybe if you think we should have a workshop, we should. Do you want to put a green tick on your Adobe Connect green tick mark, or do you? I see Matthew Shears has put his hand up. So, Matthew, you have the floor.
Yes, hi. I think my personal view is that potentially yes, but it would probably be better for us to brainstorm some ideas as to what that might be on. Now, given that the event will, the IGF takes place in December, it will be post-transition. We may be or not, hopefully we will be into Workstream 2 work, so that would be an opportunity. It might be too narrow for the IGF, but I think it would be good perhaps, I don't know if it's worth setting up a Google Doc and throwing around some ideas and seeing if any ideas that come up would merit consideration. Thanks.
Thanks for this, Matthew. Olivier speaking. Certainly throwing a Google Doc, so starting up on the mailing list with a Google Doc and throwing a few ideas, suggestions for topics. That sounds like a good way forward. I'm just mindful of the time. It gives us about a month to prepare the proposal. Now, bearing in mind we do have a question about how many calls we would have, we probably will have to do most of the work on the Google Doc and on the mailing list. But let's see, we've got 5 weeks until the deadline. Anyone else? Pamela Franco says, yes, let's work up some ideas first. And Avery mentions, we hope that it is post-transition. Taking one of the Workstream 2 topics to focus on might be interesting. Okay, well, let's have an action item then to start a Google Doc for ideas for topics for the IGF, or workshop topics for the IGF. Desiree, I gather, are you taking notes?
Yes, I'm writing it down.
Okay, thanks very much, Desiree. Any other thoughts or questions or comments on this? Matthew, your hand is up again. It isn't. Okay. All right, so then I think we have an action for this. We can then move on as well. And what we'll do, if you do have any ideas during the rest of this call, just put them in the chat, and what we'll do is to cut and paste them and put them onto the Google Doc as a starting point. And we now have agenda item number 7. And 7 is the organizational matters. I didn't think we were going to reach that point that quickly, but it's good we have a full half an hour to discuss things. Two main points which Carlos Raul has brought forward. The first one is the just reminding us of the charter, which mentions that regular updates and reporting should be made to the chartering organizations. The second point was one which was brought by Marilyn Kate about the reduction of the call frequency and perhaps, and I think Carlos mentioned that, aligning our calls with a calendar of activities. There is a link to the calendar of activities, of internet governance activities out there. There is a second calendar of internet activities that, or internet governance activities that Marilyn Cade has supplied, which is also available from the homepage of this working group that has even more information on it. So let's start first with the regular updates and reporting. I guess that as far as my reply on the mailing list was that we could certainly have a regular update, monthly update on what's been happening, but not. I wouldn't think of something like a huge document. I'm a little concerned about not only the workload on this working group or this working group's chairs, being quite concerned by this, but also the workload on the receiving organizations if they have a long document every month about what's been going on in here. Let's see with Carlos what he had in mind. Carlos Raul, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you, Olivier. The request comes from the GNSO Council. As you know, we started this conversation in Marrakesh. And it relates to the whole definition of the cross-working groups. And there was additionally another idea in the email exchange over the last week related to the call frequency and the agenda, and that was to separate the timeline of multilateral activities, to separate that from actual policy work. Try to have two calls per month or regular calls. I know that the multilateral meetings sometimes require a lot more calls and coordination, like right now, because you next week have all these panels and so on. But to keep a separate agenda of longer term policy issues was another option discussed there. The question of the GNSO is not to put pressure, but to have a clear definition of what's going on. Nobody is expecting a long report. The NOMCOM just yesterday, the Brazilian representative in the NOMCOM just sent a wonderful report of the first 3 months of the NOMCOM this year that was absolutely great, incredible, but it covered 3 months. I think it's very reasonable. It was rather long. I think it could be much shorter, but probably every 3 months it would be good to have a take of activity in the two streams. I mean, the meeting activity and the policy activity. Thank you, Olivier.
Thanks very much, Carlos. It's Olivier Clapin-Leblanc speaking. I totally agree with you on this. This working group really is there to act as a bridge, liaising entity or whatever you would call it, between the ICANN community staff, board, and ICANN in general as to what is going on with the outside world, the overall wider internet governance issues that have the potential or that do affect ICANN in one way or other. And if at the end of the day, only the only people in the know of what's going on are the people who take an active part in the calls or who are on our mailing list. I would say that this working group is failing. It's obviously chartered by different chartering organizations, and it's there for these chartering organizations in order to let the different supporting organizations and advisory committees know what's going on. So definitely a regular update is something that I would personally very much welcome, even though that might create a little bit of work for us. But if we can work out a good format to work on, that would be really helpful. Second, it would be really great if this working group also received more input from the different chartering organizations as to what their concerns are with wider internet governance issues. And it may be that they don't have any issues with wider, well, internet governance issues, but if they do, that's the working group is there for them to be able to make use of. Regarding the separation of the timeline of activities, the separation of having some policy calls and some organizational calls, since Marrakesh, we have started doing this. So 1 week we have an organizational call, 1 week we have a purely policy call. It's worked well, and I also do agree that having a call every week might be too much, might certainly be too much. Now, that said, I also have concerns that there is so much going on in the internet governance world out there that if we have only one call on policy and one call on organizational matters per month, then we might be missing on things. The only way around this, I would suggest, is if we have more updates and more work and responses taking place on the mailing list. Obviously, not everything needs to have a call. Some of the stuff is better just sent out as a document, and then people can read them as at their own leisure. But it would be great to have more responses and more input. And I'll be quite candid about this and say that in a way there have been times when I have, as one of the and my colleagues, you know, Rafiq and Youngham, have felt a bit lonely as to what we should respond to things that are happening out there, whether we should or should not do something, because we haven't had much response from the members of the working group itself. And it would be an absolute shame if this working group was not able to actually respond and was giving up its the community's interest in wider internet governance issues that affect ICANN, kind of give it up to staff or to the board. I think that it's been helpful for staff to have the input from this working group, and it certainly has been has provided us with the ability of having a better view of what's going on out there. I'm starting to repeat myself, so I'll keep the floor open for more comments and questions on this, please. Now, reduction of the calls, absolutely fine with it. But as I said, if we can have then more interactions on the mailing list, that would be really helpful. There is a lot going on in internet governance out there. Not everything affects ICANN, but some of it really has much potential to affect ICANN. And in the meantime, Nigel, did you have anything, did you want to perhaps say anything to this, or?
Well, thank you very much, Olivier, Nigel Hickson. I mean, clearly it's in the hands of the working group. I mean, as staff, and by the way, we're not going to call ourselves staff anymore. We're going to call ourselves by our names, but it complicates things. So as part of the GE team, you know, we find it useful to be able to take the views of the CCWG, obviously, on issues, and we're very happy to provide updates on developments. I think I take your view that a monthly call, you know, on policy issues might not be enough at certain times when there's rapidly escalating policy issues. And, you know, one issue we're going to need to tackle as we go through this year, well, one that I would suggest we tackle, is the whole ITU situation, which is becoming much more serious, than WSIS or CSTD, in that there are countries in the ITU putting forward proposals for the WTSA, later in the year to essentially take over IP addressing from the RARs and put it in the hands of the ITU, and to generally lead on, have a committee that decides, looks at CCTLD issues and the rules pertaining to them. So, I mean, certain countries want to use the ITU to sort of regain the ground on multilateral approaches that they lost at the WSIS. So, you know, these are important issues that we might want to discuss later in the year, and then, you know, policy calls would obviously be useful. But we're in the hands of the group, obviously. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Nigel. Olivier Clapin-Lebrun speaking. And I'm surprised that you're mentioning we're back to an RIR-ITU conflict. It's a wash, rinse, repeat cycle is going on again. I note a couple of points made by Matthew in the chat. Matthew, before you drop off, could you just enlighten us? You said the working group should we should revisit the role of the CCWGIG before deciding on reporting out. Could you say a couple of words, please?
Yeah, I'm sorry to raise this again. I think we have an opportunity we may not be quite realizing in terms of what the expectation of this working group was and what we can deliver using this working group. I think the opportunity, this is obviously disputed by others, but I think the opportunity is to provide more guidance from the community and to the community and particularly to ICANN about internet governance matters and where to engage, et cetera. So I think that's what I mean by, I think it would be useful for us to have another look at the charter in an expansive way. I was hoping we could do that at Helsinki. And if we can't do that formally at Helsinki, then maybe there's an opportunity for doing that informally at Helsinki. But I think we probably, that it would be worthwhile doing that before thinking about reporting out, because at this juncture, I'm not a hugely sure about what we would be reporting out on, except for the things that I think probably many people already know we're doing, such as organizing these, you know, WSIS forum and other activities like that. So it just seems to me that we probably need to look at that again. At least I think there's an opportunity there for us, but anyway, I'll leave you with that thought. Thanks.
Thanks very much, Matthew. Clapin Leblanc speaking. You might have actually already built our Helsinki agenda. The first part of the agenda, meeting with the new CEO. The second part of the agenda, building on our meeting with the new CEO and discussing these issues face-to-face. Any other comments? I note there is some activity in the chat regarding the mention of the ITU WTSA, the World Telecommunications Standardization Assembly. The way things work at ITU, it usually starts in one of these groups and then moves on and finally ends up at the World Conference of International Telecommunications with a beautiful vote and some. Some interventions. Joyful interventions at the mic. Any other comments on this? Carlos, you're still on the call. Is there anything else you wanted to add on the organizational matters? What else we can discuss here? We still have 15 minutes. It doesn't mean that we need to use them, but this is an opportunity.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It's a good opportunity, and I will make a short written summary to the council meeting next week. I'm in the agenda with that issue since Marrakesh, and they asked me to submit, and with what we discussed is just enough. I look forward to a face-to-face meeting over beers in Helsinki. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Carlos. Olivier Clapin-Lebrun speaking. And I'm glad that Nigel has mentioned some of the threats, because these are real threats to I guess it's the organization as a whole, but we're talking about deeper issues of multi-stakeholder versus multilateral. I thought that conflict had been somehow settled, with many countries saying that they would be happy with a mix of multi-stakeholder and multilateral, but, you know, old dragons never die. They come back from the ashes. Anything else to be discussed on this? So reduction of the call frequency, what we can do, of course, next week with the WESIS forum, there will not be a call. The week after, we can have either a policy or an organizational call. What I might suggest, perhaps, is to wait until next week and find out if we need a call the week after. I'm not quite sure what the overall calendar of activities is. I know that the week after is the time when we have CSTD discussions, and I'm not sure whether there will be a need for direct input from this working group and from ICANN communities into the CSTD discussions. Perhaps if I could ask Nigel, who I believe will be at the CSTD discussions as well.
Yes, thank you, Olivier. Yeah, I mean, very good question, because during the CSTD plenary, there are high-level discussions on the outcome of the WSIS review from the UN General Assembly and on science and technology development policies, which, of course, don't affect us. But also in the latter half of the week, there is the drafting of the so-called annual ICT for Development resolution. This is a resolution that includes the WSIS resolution, and it's a resolution that is drafted at the CSTD on that Thursday and Friday, and then goes to ECOSOC in July, and then goes to the UN General Assembly later in the year. So it is that's quite an important resolution, because depending on the content of that, one can take the temperature on this debate on multilateral and multi-stakeholder. And of course, it will also include possible terms of reference for the Working Group on Enhanced Cooperation, which is being set up at the CSTD as well. So it might be timely to have a call that week, but of course it's in the hands of others. Thank you.
Thanks, Nigel. Olivier Capanoblanc speaking. I am looking at the actual timeline of activities. I'm thinking all about having the call at the right time. There is CSTD plenary next week. Then on the 25th of May until the 2nd of June, there is the session of the ITU Council. I don't know whether there's any input on this. But then after that, there is the OECD ministerial from the 21st to the 23rd of June. So we might wish to have our May call immediately after the or during the week of the CSTD plenary, and then wait a couple of weeks, two, three weeks, until we then have a call before the OECD ministerial, which unfortunately, by the way, comes at exactly the same time at the ICANN, as the ICANN meeting. So we'll obviously have to discuss the OECD ministerial before that. Is there any input from ICANN community and ICANN in general required for the OECD ministerial, or are we just bystanders in that process?
Yes, thank you, Olivier. Well, I mean, you will recall that the group gave some input into the ministerial declaration, which is now sort of completed, although we haven't seen the final copy, but we'll see it in the next day or so. I mean, I think there's little direct input in terms of negotiation. I mean, the OECD ministerial will discuss the sort of open internet and innovation issues, but there won't be, you know, resolutions to debate and things like that. It's not that sort of conference. Thank you.
Thanks for this, Nigel. So let's just then think of one call during the OECD week. When would it be best for you? Early part, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
Well, the ministerial is on the Tuesday and the Wednesday, with the stakeholder day on the Tuesday. Stakeholder day is on the Tuesday, the ministerial is on the Wednesday and the Thursday.
So by when should we then have the CSTD call?
Sorry, for Nigel here. For the CSDD call, I mean, if we had a call during the CSDD week, say on the Thursday, I mean, we might be able to debate the draft of the resolution that's being discussed at the CSDD. I mean, it will have to be a closed discussion because it's not an open discussion. But we might be able to discuss the resolution if we had the call, say, on that Thursday of the CSDD week, which I think is the 12th of May or whatever it is. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for this, Nigel. Let's get an action item then for Desiree to send a doodle poll for Wednesday and Thursday on the week of the 9th of May. I believe that's the correct one. Yes. No, that is not right. No, that is correct. Sorry, I'm getting confused now. Okay. That's it for the time being. I don't see any hands up by anyone else, which means we can probably end this call early, and we'll have to follow up on the mailing list. So thanks, everybody, for having taken the time. I hope it was helpful today. We are making progress, and I'd like to wish you all a very, very good weekend. So this call is now adjourned. Thanks and goodbye.
Thank you.